Let's fucking go. Let's
go. When he talks. Yeah. We will when he talks.
Another one.
Another one.
Another one.
Another one.
Man, I'm sad.
Why?
Not enough time.
Yeah. I think the mana thing is kind of setting in, and it just feels like sad or something. I just wanted like more of a challenge in there. Yeah. And I've been working so hard to at least like make some adjustments, catch some punches, got to do some things differently or something.
They were overworking for a sparring session, brother.
Yeah.
Like, I wanted to be in there a little longer.
Well, there's a lot to unpack here. You're obviously levels above, I think, where anyone has seen you, but it was hard to tell with that guy. So how do you feel about the level of opponent that you picked? Because I know the number one critique that you're going to see online is that this guy wasn't a fighter that could match your skill.
Yeah, but I guess on paper he's supposed to be. I would like his record, his background, being a three-time Golden Gloves champion. And then, yeah, like he just comes underprepared, or I'm sharper than these guys, you know, way sharper than these guys. So I think we really have to take a step back and like assess the level of opposition. But that's what we're doing here, is getting the experience under the lights and building my career and seeing where the levels are. Okay, this guy, 10-1, Andre August, one round. Okay, let's go with a guy who has twice as many fights, one round. Okay, you know, maybe we need to go somewhere else and figure out who could be a tougher fight for me, because that's what I want. On the path to world champion, I need those hard experience rounds, and you know, these guys aren't able to give it to me, and so that's why I'm a little bit disappointed. Obviously, it's cool, whatever, knock them out in the first round, it's electric, turned up, but overall I just feel like it's like annoying. And the whole Amanda thing is just,
it wasn't even just the knockout. The bittersweet thing for me on the sweet side was the support for you from everyone in there. It gave me chill. Man, I wanted to damn near cry for you, because every arena we've been in, there's a fair amount of people booing for you.
Yeah.
And that was the first time I've seen.
That's crazy.
Shout out Puerto Rico. Man,
they were louder for you here than they were in Cleveland.
Yeah. Seriously.
That's crazy, dude. Here.
They wanted Tyron Woodley to win in Cleveland.
Oh, fam, they were chanting Gallo.
Yeah, that was the coolest. That's probably one of the coolest moments of my career, for sure. Is
you belong here, I ain't gonna lie.
You have your own Puerto Rican nickname.
Bro, that's so cool.
El Gallo.
That is the highlight of the night. That, but focusing on positivity, that is the highlight of the night. And just always, I guess, like, yeah, another positive thing, just being here with family always. It's like a family reunion, these fights, and it's just so cool to bring everyone together. And that, I'm very grateful.
Yeah, you do got to get the Gallo tattoo, bro.
I got to get like a crazy rooster with boxing.
Crazy right? Rooster. Yeah, it's such a cool nickname, dude. How did you manage to keep your cool knowing the devastating news about Amanda just an hour before your fight? Because I overheard you say in the locker room, I was like, what? I'm sorry, what did you just say? Like, everyone's here for her. Like, yes, it's a bonus to get to see Jake Paul fight, but that's Amanda Serrano. She's one of the greatest female boxers of all time in her home country territory.
Yeah.
Place. And just like a circumstance that no one could control.
Yeah, I think when I was like, because I was talking with her and her coach in the bathroom, you know, when we made the final decision that she just couldn't do it because of the commission and the WBO wasn't letting her. So I was there for that moment when it was official, and she's just crying, and I felt her sadness and her energy, and it just like pissed me off. You know, like I was kind of just pissed at the world or whatever made this happen. And so it kind of filled me with this energy to like just go ape shit and to carry the torch for this event and to become the pseudo main event and to, I guess, put the MVP team on my back. And so I just, I guess, rose to the occasion. But I'm just so used to dealing with crazy adversity. And
our number one concern, Dad and I, was that people would be upset that they paid to see Amanda and didn't. So I think you guys offering full refunds for everyone who
yeah.
Game. What Nikisa said is $1.5 million you're going to give back.
Refund.
If people want their money back, which is, I think, awesome.
Yeah, look, but I mean, like, yeah, like that's, I mean, we have to, right? Like, and this whole thing is not about the money, like this event. Like, I'm donating my whole purse and stuff. So it's just like, it's just the right thing to do. And that rarely ever happens in boxing. Yeah, but it is sad, you know, and I wanted to see Amanda fight.
Can you explain exactly what happened with her? Because I don't think it was super clear in the post-fight interview what happened, the correlation between her hair and her eye.
Yeah, so there was like some sort of chemical, I think, dyeing her hair like purple, and all the chemicals that go into that, like, led, she started running the next day. The chemical was still in the hair, and it started like dripping down all over her body, and specifically into her left eye. And she was like trying to like wipe it away, but it instantly started burning. And she still wanted to fight. Showed up to the arena wanting to fight. And basically, the doctor put her through eye tests and said that her vision was delayed and blurry and that she couldn't fight.
Wow.
Yeah.
Super,
it's tough. Super
it's not worth it's not worth potentially going blind for a boxing match. It's just sad. It's just really sad.
I don't know if we can cover this or if you want to, but after in the locker room there, I heard you talking to Nikisa and say you need a break from boxing. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, I've just been like going. What are you doing, Larry? Larry's like, no. What? I want the break. Okay, no. So my strength and conditioning coach, Larry, wants the break because they've been encouraging me to take breaks after the fights, but all the recent fights, I get to like day five of a break and I just like start jogging and training again. But I feel that it's added up now for like this year long of being in camps back to back to back. And I can still like turn it on and be tough and like push through it, but I don't have that like oomph, you know, and that like super drive. It's just a lot. People don't realize how much it is.
Do you feel overworked?
I don't know if that, I think more so like maybe mentally and everything that's going on behind the scenes. We're doing so much business stuff and content all the time, and it just, all of it's a lot. So I think when you're pushing it 110% physically and 110% mentally, there's going to be like kinks in the system. So even the last couple of sparring sessions of this camp, like, you could just feel we had to like pull it back. Like, I did only like 4 rounds sparring sessions because we were kind of redlining, and so we needed to rest more to be ready. And I was in shape. That's the thing, is when you go back to back, you're in shape. You don't need to like push it. But
well, good thing you didn't need those 4 rounds.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, it's time to take like a proper physical break for sure. With that being said, like, everyone wants to know when I'm going into MMA, and we have actually a huge announcement about MMA. Can we get a drum roll? All right, I can't sit on it any longer. Here I go. For those of you that want to see me in the cage, MMA is coming to Better Picks. That's right, baby. We are officially launching MMA on Better. Download Better, play Better Picks, put in your lineups to win 300 times your money. We are offering MMA fights, and now you can pick more or less on MMA fighters and get it done. Win 300 times your money. Better Picks, the best fantasy sports app, now has MMA. Stop playing.
What a lot of people don't see or know is that Jake's never resting. He wakes up in the morning doing business. In between sparring and in the morning and afternoon and evening, he's doing business, he's writing shit down, he's calling people, he's handling the redecorating of his house, ordering furniture, ordering decorations, he's
being a boyfriend.
Hey, just out of curiosity,
like, Brandon was trying to get me to shoot a fucking YouTube video today.
But just back to the, just back
it was
to
one
the,
line.
It was one line. See, this is what happens. Line. I was just curious. Is what happens is it's one line from him.
It's one line
from Marcos. Then Jasper needs a line.
Decorations. Oh.
Then Ryan Garcia is doing a line.
What?
It's always one line.
He's still
you
doing
caught
that.
Me after this. I was gonna do a nice little transition there. I was gonna say, first off, what kind of decorations are you ordering? That's like, Chase, guys, kids order decorations.
Bro, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work, bro.
Gotta order decorations. Yeah,
yeah. Bro, the house. Look at that, bro. In like 8 months, you're gonna see the house being perfect.
Your house is beautiful, bro.
besides the fish that are dying, like I said.
No, hey, no, hey, no, hey, wait, whoa, whoa, whoa. Only two of them die. Only two of them die.
The ecosystem is hard to maintain near impossible.
Only two of them
even
die.
Even if you have a professional.
They're acclimating.
Well, bro, is that what you call the little circles they're swimming in on their
He's
side?
He's doing a donut. He wanted to
He's
show
doing
you a fucking
donut.
Trick.
He's doing a burnout.
You're ungrateful.
No, they're acclimating. Yeah, I'm ungrateful.
You're ungrateful.
Piece of shit. What have I done? Jake, I had a good transition. So, okay, it sounds like, all right, rewind. You might be doing too much. Someone else who might be doing too much is Ryan Garcia.
Mm.
Look.
Oh, man.
Indeed.
Yeah, but he's
little
doing
brother Ryan. We love Ryan.
We
Garcia.
Love Ryan.
I have a personal connection. I love Ryan.
I like
Garcia,
Ryan.
Except he said something right after your win on Instagram.
What
it's
did
a
he
picture
say?
Of you and him side by side. He said, I'm tired of this. 4 exclamations. I'm done. I'm stopping this shit, and it's my fault I started his boxing career. I should have never. But no regrets. I'm going to hurt this man bad at Jake Paul. And the worst part, here's the soundtrack.
On YouTube in 6 months.
He crossed the line there.
That's,
he crossed the fucking
line
there.
Coming for your throat.
Jake
what,
would,
how
Jake
he,
would
that's
destroy
a
him.
That's a multi-platinum
he,
song.
The last, yeah, but the last line is, I'm going to hurt this man bad, all caps, may I ask.
And he said he started your boxing career.
I would just start off by saying, well, then you should have got up off the floor when you got hit with a widow body shot, buddy.
Damn.
You fucking little pussy. I didn't even try to get back up. No backbone, no balls.
Damn.
Oh, shit. Afraid, scared little bitch. Tank hits hard. We all know that, but he weighs 135 pounds. So what happens when you have a 200-pound man who hits hard coming at you, brother? Shit. And you've been doing this sport your whole entire life, but you got weak-ass footwork. Yeah, you're fast. You're fast. You're fast. But
in one
them
place.
Some... Them some feather punches.
I just don't know why you're talking to him to the camera when I know you have his phone number. I think you should just call him quick.
Oh, hold on a second.
Oh, that's a good
I think
idea.
No, I think he changed it.
No, I have his Damn. New number.
You have his new number? Because I reached out to him.
I have his new number.
As a friend.
I ain't gonna lie, fuck with you, Ryan.
You calling him right now?
You crashed out, brother.
That's wild. Well, that was that's a great... Get a camera behind me. Ethan. Horizontal.
Damn.
All right, yeah. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Yeah. Hey, why not just call him?
Yeah, give him a call. Give him a call.
Uh-oh.
Oh. What's up? What you got to say?
Fuck you.
Fuck you, bitch. I'll beat your ass. You know that. It's already being recorded, bro. You know how we do it. You lightweight. You lightweight. I thought you had baby mamas to suck your dick. I thought you had all those baby mamas to suck your dick. You little, bro. You got no balls. No balls. No balls. I'm going to put you back on the canvas like Tank did. I wouldn't be surprised if you put your balls on the internet right now, brother. You're losing it.
Bro,
he hung up.
He tried to hang up.
Damn.
Let's go.
It's sad. It's sad.
It's tough. It's like you're watching a man
break
down.
Like
yeah. He's trying to auction off a Gucci bag for $350K. Yeah.
I don't know how.
10-8 round. It's already a 10-8 round.
Let's just bring him to Puerto Rico.
I don't know how well he is.
No, dude, he's falling apart.
He seemed like he was drunk, no?
He seemed like he needed a
bag.
Bro,
he's supposed to be in camp.
Yeah,
for
but
the biggest
in all seriousness,
against Devin fucking Haney.
Do you think that fight actually happens?
Who? What?
With Ryan in this condition, do you think like that?
Not if
that
he
fight
keeps smoking meth. He got a month out. He's smoking that rock. If it's the Devin that was facing Regis and the Ryan that faced Duarte, I'm not gonna lie, bro. I love you, Ryan. You're getting toasted up, brother.
Fuck.
He's walking you back.
If it was any Ryan, bro, like Devin's.
You can't stand in one spot and punch lightning speed with Devin, brother.
It's Devin's era right now.
He's so solid right now. He kind of is looking at the moment like an unbeatable fighter, and Ryan is cracking at the seams. And I don't like to see it, man.
I hate.
Yo, when you go online and you say I don't need the money, but I want to do this fight. Like you need the
bread, bro.
Them Cali state taxes.
No, I don't think
selling a Gucci bag on Instagram
for 350
racks. What did he do?
He's auctioning off a Gucci bag with his gloves that he fought the Duarte guy with for 300 racks.
But also his Luke Campbell shorts signed, so maybe that could add some value.
See, when you're out there auctioning off some shorts and gloves and saying I don't need the money,
He's a billionaire, he said.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Why would he lie?
He's projected to make a billion.
I don't know from what, but.
When you said unbeatable fighter, it just made me think of the fact that Terrence fucking Crawford was here for the fight. Bro, what how the fuck? Incredible
he just chilling here. Yeah, came to Puerto Rico.
What the fuck?
Just came to Puerto Rico to watch you fight.
As y'all know, we have our favorite ticketing app, Game Time. They represent the boys, and you can get the best prices. The only app where you get the peace of mind when purchasing tickets. You could see a real-time view of your seats. They have the price match guarantee. It is the app that we all use to make sure that when we're buying tickets, it is spot on. They are the best in the game. That's why they're called Game Time, baby.
There's nothing better. I don't go anywhere else.
And if you find tickets on another app for less money, Game Time will guarantee the difference for 110%. They got all the deals, baby.
Imagine if more people in life did that. If I could find prices and then go and match them somewhere, that would just be brilliant.
We need it. Shout out to Game Time for always making it happen. And you guys can get $20 off of your ticket purchases if you use the code Jake. That's J-A-K-E for those who can't spell. Go now. Game Time app. Download it. Get tickets to every event out there. And if you get fired from your job while attending an event, Game Time will refund all of your money. I mean, that's legendary. If you want to go to a fucking ASAP Rocky concert, I mean, and you get fired, like, bro, it's chill. It's chill. We love Game Time. Yeah, but that's crazy. It means a lot that he came out to support, and all of it's surreal. A lot of people in the building tonight. The walkout got screwed, I think, though.
Nah, that costume did it, bro.
But no, I'm talking about with Archangel. Yeah. I want to say thank you to Archangel for doing the walkout. That shit was hard. The drop, we came out. Woo, the crowd went crazy. And then the camera snapped and crashed into the ground.
I didn't see that.
Bro, the camera guy assistant, they grabbed the cords behind them because the camera is moving backwards and they have these like long ass extension cords that they like are raveling up, and the camera guy assistant didn't ravel it up.
Yeah, I saw it.
And so it got like 20 yards long, and all of a sudden me and the whole team walk over it. Boom, snaps. The camera guy goes, snaps to the ground, and the walkout got ruined.
And getting fired is bad.
Do you think Amanda will come back out soon and have her get back for this whole
as situation? Soon as she can.
I didn't see that coming.
So, man. Yeah, man, it's a bittersweet night, but I love you guys. I love everyone, and
congrats.
Download better, play better picks. That's really all I gotta say. It's the best fantasy sports app.
100%.
And
yeah, baby,
we unlocked. Unlocked the party map.
Yeah, baby.
You know, in Grand Theft Auto, when you got to unlock certain parts of the map, me and my friends were throwing a party tomorrow, day party. And I had to win to unlock the party.
I'll be there.
And I fucking won. So
thank you.
It's time to fucking party.